You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Adam ki achiv mikim korban. It's stated the human that brings a korban. Obviously, that's a surprising statement because that's obvious. Who would bring a sacrifice? So now the explanation is that Adam represents a normal state of a human being. So that means when one commits a wrongdoing, he loses the status of being human. Either whether that he's not supposed to speak or react or think. So then the status of human being is lost. So that means if you go somewhere that you're not supposed to, so you're not Adam anymore. You put something in your mouth that you're not supposed to, so you're not Adam anymore.
So what is it?
You hear something that you're not supposed to hear, so you're not Adam anymore. Something comes to your mouth that is not supposed to come out, so then you're not Adam anymore. So here the Torah says that when you come back to the state of Adam, as the process was that when you bring your sacrifice, you have to repent over the head of the animal. You have to put your hand and touch the head of the sheep. And you said Hatati Aviti Pashati, and then the sacrifice was brought. Why? Because here that this animal represents you. So that means when you commit a wrongdoing, you were this creature. So now you bring yourself on the altar. So that means when I did something that I was not supposed to do, I was not Adam, I was this creature. So now I bring my past, that is this animal, and I get rid of it. That only possible to do when you return to a state of human being.
If somebody is like a lion, for example, they should bring a lion for korban?
Well, as long as it's kosher, it's permitted. But if it's not kosher, so now there's a philosophy behind it that even animal that they are kosher, like let's say deer is not brought to the altar.
Why?
Because deer is turbocharged. Turbo.
Only domesticated animals.
It's too fast. Yeah, you know, those that they make a decision too fast, they speak too fast, they respond too fast, they're not suitable for the altar. The altar only accepts humble animals. No, deer, it is kosher. Humble enough not to make too much noise. The type of people that make too much noise. Anything they do is too loud. Everything.
Humble.
Sorry?
No, I said humble.
Right. So here it says, Adam ki achiv. So that means when you come back to the state of Adam, so then you're given a chance to bring your past, that was this animal, bring it to the altar. After you repented, so then you clean your file. So there's a technicality here that is mentioned in actually in the beginning of Tefillah. that we mentioned in a paragraph, it's called Korbanot, Leolam Yehe Le'adam Yirat Shamayim. You know this part? You remember this part? That we mentioned that one must have the fear of Hashem. One must have Yirat Hashem. So the statement, the grammar is a little bit technical because it should be stated that the fear of Hashem should be on everyone. But here it says, Olam Ya Adam Yirat Shamayim. Why is it stated in such a way? Because the sages want to teach us, first you have to be Adam, and then have fear of Hashem. So that means to have fear of Hashem, and then you consider to be Adam, that would not be accepted. First you have to reach in the level of being human being, and then have fear of Hashem. So it's a little bit contradictory here. Because now we mentioned that when you come back to the state of Adam, then you're suitable to bring your Quran and then clean up your file. So here there's an interesting point that actually why this subject is related to the chapter that we just learned. Because the Midrash brings that Hashem called on Moshe because he was standing by the entrance of the Mishkan. He didn't go in. So Hashem called on him, and then he went in. So here the Midrash learns that if one is lacking manners, so then it's a very harsh statement that even, you know, it's worthless, whatever that he has attained, or he knows, or what type of level he has. That's what the chapter is all about. So here we see that the sages are teaching us that if you have all the information and all the level that you have attained, but you're lacking manners, so then it's all worthless. So today, the pattern is very discounted. For example, like you tell your kid, would you like to come to the table to eat with us? So no, there's a discount here. What's a discount? Oh, you don't run into this situation?
No.
No? Hope it's that Hashem soon. The discount here is, well, you expect, say, no, thank you. But the thank you is deleted. No. No. Or let's say you're here, I'm leaving. What does that mean?
Say goodbye.
No, I mean, you expect, say, may I leave? Or do you permit me to leave? Or can I go? But here, the pattern became very, very interesting pattern. That is, they don't need your permission. Maybe, if you have some zechut, they inform you. Maybe. So that means they don't need to get your permission. As the famous saying is, with your permission, by the Zeshoma, who gave you permission? So here simply means that I'm giving you respect to not get involved. That's what it means. With your permission means I already made my decision. So stay out of it. I'm leaving. I bought this. And it's very interesting that people, you know, when they attend, like, let's say, a place or somebody's house, then afterwards you see everything is rearranged. I mean, it's understandable. Sometimes you need the table, like, or a place that, according to whatever, that fits you.
Yeah.
You move this, you move that, you move the Kleenex, you move the flower, this. But nothing is placed back where it was. So that means the way I locked it, I rearranged it, and then that's how it should be. But why? Why do you rearrange things and don't put it back where it was before? You do it for me. I give you the sahut. So here, the sages are teaching us Adam has to have Yireh Shamayim, has fear of Hashem. So the meaning that Yirat Hashem is a great thing, but if you're not in the state of Adam, so then what is it worth? It's an interesting Gemara that is written about Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. You heard about the name?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Shanesh.
But you know who they were?
I heard about.
You don't know who they were? Prophets. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And at what time? Nebuchadnezzar. So now here, Nebuchadnezzar asked them to bow down to the idol. So no, Chasu Shalom. What do you mean? We are Yehudi. We're not going to bow down to the idol. So he told them, if you don't bow down to the idol, went through you in the furnace. So yeah, no problem. Our great grandfather, you know who his name was? Aram Amino, they threw me in the furnace, and then he came out alive. So fine, that's what you want, that's what you get. So he threw them in the furnace. So they were in the furnace, in the Kifshan. For how long?
2 days.
2 days is good. For how long? Any other ideas? Month? For a month? That's another idea. Any other ideas?
One day.
That's great. For 3 days. So what happened to the furnace?
It's cold. It became air conditioned.
Beautiful. It became a garden. As you said, it became a garden. So now the guards, they see they're running around and they say Bora Besamim, Aser Besamim, Mina Besamim, and all these things. He said, Go out! I said, no. I said, what do you mean? Go out! I said, no. Whoever that threw us in the furnace, when he tells us to come out, we're going to come out. You know what it is? You know what the tarbiyat is all about, the rehearsal is all about?
How did they know to think this way?
How?
Yeah.
They learned Torah.
Where do we learn this
from? The rehearsal?
No, I mean, the person that sent me to...
The whole Sefer Bereshit, it came about because the Chazal, they are telling us, the sages, Hashem postponed Matan Torah, Atil Parashat Yitro. Why? To teach us all this story, to learn how to have manners, how to have tarbiyat. All this story that you see about Adam, Noah, Abraham, Sar Yaakov, Moshe, all the tribes, it's only and only and only because to learn how to behave. And that's what exactly the whole powerful point here is. That even you throw in the Kifshan Ha'esh, and you cannot wait to God, run away from it. I mean, you don't know. Fine. Is the cool daf became a garden, but you don't know. But maybe again, you have no idea. So no, we stay here till the one that threw us inside will tell us to come out. But here today, I'm leaving. He's waiting for me. This is this. You know, bye-bye. What do you mean? Masalan, Yani, you're my son, you're my daughter, you're my this. Where's the Derech Eretz? Antique. Today, manners is antique. The one that you put in China cabinet, it's foreign. It's Chinese. Tarbiyat, you say thank you. You say please. So how are you doing today? Chasenavashit. You know, forget it. It's foreign. Foreign. Doesn't exist. If you act like in a manner way, they think there's something wrong with you. They think you're not normal. What kind of attitude is this? What is this? So that means that to be rude, to be disrespectful is in a style, in fashion. It's a fashion. Hashem Yizakenu, Shesh Baruch Hu, give us a little bit of sechel to be able to act in a manner way without a shame. Shesh Baruch Hu.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.